We have been looking at trauma in South Sudan for several years. I was back here in 2014, and I learned about the intensity of the trauma and the numbers of people who were affected by the war and the conflict. So from that time, I made it a priority to come back and to work with the community from within. In other words, building capacity with the people who are here to help them help the people rebuild after conflict.
Now that you have started this exercise here in WOW, and I learned that it is the first of its kind, is it going to continue? Are you going to train more people so that they are of a help to the larger community who are suffering of trauma in WOW here and in other areas in South Sudan?
That's our intent, is to continue to apply for grants. By coming here and seeing how positive the participants are reacting to the training and the quality, the very excellent quality of the facilitators, we now have more understanding that can help us apply for grants from other funders to make this a much larger project. So we would like to go to other communities. We would like to have a program where we train the trainers and make it more South Sudan specific, and also we can use that in other countries who are also encountering the same challenges as South Sudan. So our plan is we can apply through the funders again and try for a much larger grant, but it's very uncertain at this time whether we'll be able to be successful, but we definitely will try.
Which other areas are you trying to now go to and start doing this same exercise?
We'd like to go back to Juba and also try in Rumbek and wherever else we have partners on the ground who are willing to work with us. It's just making sure we mobilize people together, work together, and find common ground in terms of where we want to rebuild. So training looks very different depending on where you are. So if this is a model that the community would accept, then we will obviously try to do that.
As you talk about getting funds from some other donors, if funds are secured, how long will it take these people here who are suffering of trauma, you know, to be healed?
There's no time limit for trauma healing. Sometimes it can take a lifetime, and that's the hard part. Sometimes the scars from war and violence last forever, and it's just something that we have to help people work or try within themselves to get through it. It's like when you suffer a loss or a death in a family, it's not like you ever get over it. It's something that you have to be able to live with. And so we understand that, and we're trying to give people some tools that they can get through the days and get through maybe some hard times where they're remembering things in a negative way, or it's, you know, they're having some symptoms of trauma. We try to give them strategies to work forward. So, you know, this could be a month long, this could be a year long course. What we're doing today is just a very small snapshot of what people really need, but it's something and it's better than nothing. So we would love to make this a bigger project, and I think it will take much larger international agencies to assist with us to do this. But I mean, by people's interest and what you're doing, you help us spread the word. They know the quality and the outcome of this training, then hopefully that's getting us more attention and people will be more eager to fund.
Okay, to these participants and to the larger community in WOW here who are suffering of trauma, what message will you send at this time?
I think the message would be to have hope, to know that people care. I think we've heard from many communities and community members, pardon me, that everybody has experienced trauma. And we understand that, but I think if we can have hope that although this may not be solved, but that people care and are willing to come out and to work with communities to help them have their own strategies and find culturally appropriate ways of supporting people, then that is the message I think that would be needed to be heard.